The Justice Department has asked a federal judge to modify the settlement the administration had used as justification for separating migrant children from their parents at the southern border. The so-called Flores Settlement, drafted in 1997, prevents the federal government from detaining kids for more than 20 days. To talk about this, I'm joined by Leon Fresco. He runs the global immigration practice at the law firm Holland & Knight. But before that, he was a deputy assistant attorney general at the Justice Department, where he was part of an effort to modify the settlement during the Obama administration. And Leon, first off, what do you make of this attempt?
Well, it's very similar to one I was involved with in 2015, when this original influx from Central America became something of importance in the southern border. And many of the arguments are the same. And so that's a difficult proposition because the judge already rejected a lot of those arguments. The arguments are threefold. Number one, that there is an unprecedented surge of migration along the southern border. Well, that was actually true in 2015. It's not true anymore in 2018 because it's no greater than it was in 2015. The second argument that we made at the time was, when someone comes into the United States without authorization as a family, you basically have two choices. You either detain that individual family or you let that family into the United States. Or the third is you'd separate the family and detain the mother and not detain the children. And we didn't want to do two of those three options. We didn't just want automatic entry into the United States, nor did we want family separation. And so you needed family detention in order to accomplish not separating the family or allowing the family automatic entry into the United States. And so that argument was also rejected by the judge. And the third argument we made at the time was that the Flores Settlement Agreement did not contemplate that it would ever be something that applied in the issue of family migration. The whole case was about unaccompanied minors. So in what scenario could this agreement possibly apply in the case where a parent was with their child? Why would this even be applicable? And the judge rejected all three of those arguments. And because there are no new arguments now, it's very unlikely that the judge will accept any of those arguments as a basis for modifying the settlement.
Well, so if, as you suggest, the judge does now what the judge did years ago when you argued this case, what happens then to this case, and what happens to the people who are sort of stuck in detention at this point, some maybe with their children and some not?
Well, so there's three simultaneous, I guess, levers going on, which is if this case is rejected by the district court, the government could appeal to the Ninth Circuit, which also had rejected the claim. But what the government can do this time, which we did not do during the Obama administration, is to take the case up to the Supreme Court. And it's possible that the Supreme Court might modify the settlement, even though neither the district court nor the Ninth Circuit did. But that, again, we're talking about years away. The second issue is, if there is family detention that goes on now that violates the Flores order that the judge issued in 2015, the problem is that the Department of Justice officials and the Homeland Security officials ordering said violations can be placed in contempt of court.
It seems as though the Trump administration might be setting itself up to have detainees answer the question of whether they would rather be separated from their kids, because that is what the law requires, versus having everybody together, but the ability for the administration to detain them indefinitely altogether. Is that a fair reading of what you think some of these choices might come down to?
The Flores Ninth Circuit opinion says very clearly that the only responsibilities of the Flores Agreement lie with the minors. So at the 20-day mark, it's not that everybody gets released. It's that a choice then gets placed to the mother or the father or both, depending on how the facility works. Do you want to remain in custody with your child, or do you want your child to leave this facility? And so some parents may not want to have their child leave the facility, whereas others might want their child to leave with the facility. And that will depend on whether there are other relatives here in the United States that can take care of those children, and also whether there is a mechanism that the government puts in place to get that done quickly, which doesn't exactly currently exist. These placements currently take about 30 to 60 days to happen. And so that will also incentivize this conduct, which maybe the government wants to incentivize, of the family remaining in detention together.
Well, so given your experience arguing this case and watching sort of how it's being applied and what's being talked about it now, how do you think this all ends? I mean, look into your crystal ball for a second. How do you think this plays out?
I think there's two scenarios, and one involves Congress acting and one involves Congress not acting. If we take the historical precedent of Congress not being able to act on immigration, I think we will simply stumble along essentially where we are. I think there will not be a policy of zero tolerance, but I do think at some point you will start to hear of individual one-off cases of families being separated, because I think the administration is going to want to keep that as a deterrent unless a court specifically says it cannot happen. And I think you will see an eventual move toward more family detention space where these choices are continually put to the parents. If Congress acts, it could address this with enhanced electronic monitoring. It could address it with allowing people with refugee claims to make these claims in Mexico without any detention whatsoever. There's a lot of potential options, but it will all depend on whether Congress wants to come to the table to reach an outcome.
That's Leon Fresco. He runs the global immigration practice at the firm Holland & Knight. Leon, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good talking to you.